So you have to go like, let it come in a little bit. And then you just talk for a little while. And then you know, you have to talk like right up until he starts talking. Then we fade back in a little more. And then we'd fade back out and start for real. So do you think you'd have an easier time with Johnny or Jason?
Do we have to do that with the Johnny?
Yeah. This is a professional show now.
What the fuck are you talking about? We never do it like this.
This is new.
Oh my God.
I invented this.
Oh good. I'm so glad.
It's pretty exciting. You c- it, if it doesn't work, it's okay.
Okay, tell me what to do.
So here's what you would do, like if you did Johnny Davis, okay? I'll do a practice one. Hey, Elvis Snowman Radio, coming at you from the Elvis Snowfort. It is Sunday, September 4th, 85 degrees outside. We've got traffic all up and down the streets on this Labor Day weekend. Watch for taillights. Don't forget, we've got a speed trap and we got a drunk driving trap out there, so you got to be careful. But don't forget, you're listening to us here at www.elvisnowman.com.
That's pretty awesome.
So you just do something like that.
How about you do that part?
No, it's not as fun.
I'll do the cheers, everybody.
You'll say two words and I'll say 40. Please. You just try.
I just try. Can't.
And I'll cover you with the noise. Don't worry. You ready?
No, I don't want to do it.
You got this.
No, I'm not going to do it. It's just going to be silence.
Come on.
Can you, like, you're just springing it on me. How about you do it this time?
I just did.
And then, no, for real, do it. And then I'll do it the next podcast.
That was real, man. My throat hurts.
I need to preserve mine.
For what?
I'll do it. I'll do it the next podcast.
Okay. Well, just do something. You don't have to fill the whole time. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Helpful Snowman Show at the Helpful Snowport. Go.
I just pick up where you left off?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a nice summer day here in early September. I hope you put all your white away because it's time to get out the rack. That's not an incitement for a race riot. That's a clothes thing. That's fashion. HelpfulSnowman.com.
Everybody, hello. How's everyone doing?
We're good. Great. How are you?
I'm great. I've got two drinks. I'm good.
You do have two drinks,
and they're completely separate.
Yeah, one's a beer,
and one's new.
Yeah, one's a whiskey and ginger whale.
Ginger
ale. I've decided to call it a ginger whale.
That's kind of a nice name for a drink. I like it.
Then I can be like, let's go fucking whaling.
I really like this beer.
Do you? What is it? Do you want to give them a nice plug?
Well, the picture looks like shit, but it's called Twisted Creek Wheat.
Where's that from?
Crabtree Brewing Company.
Crabtree Brewer. That's a horrible name.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's got a crab on it. So, it makes it seem like the crabs grow in trees.
Yeah, right.
What do you think, crabs just grow on trees? Well, welcome back, Heinz.
Thanks.
It's been too long, huh?
Good to be back. Yeah, it's been too long.
Mm-hmm. You feel great?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to make, we had a little different intro, but I did want to make a couple other changes possibly to the show here.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see what you thought about them.
Okay, go.
Okay, so here's what I was thinking. You know, this is called, people would call it a podcast, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, but pod, that comes from iPod, doesn't it?
I would think
Not like a pea pod?
Yeah.
Did you ever know any of those pea pod people?
No.
Who would get the groceries delivered to their house so they never had to leave?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Peapod.
Pea.
Peapod.
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 It was this thing where, like, let's say you're an old man.
Uh-huh.
Or you could be a young man who's just shitty.
Or a hermit. Just
a hermit.
Okay.
Or some guy who's like, oh my God, my back hurts. I better not ever work again.
Okay.
You can have this van comes and they deliver all your groceries to your home.
And so therefore you're called a Peapod?
Well, that's the company is Peapod.
Oh,
so
okay.
You would be a Peapod person. Be like if I was like, I'm a Wendy's guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a Wendy. I just like Wendy's.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if Peapod people like Peapod, but
I don't know.
You're in Peapod now, my friend.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck
good.
It.
Good for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, pod, I think pod does come from.
So Peapod probably didn't invent podcast.
No, definitely not. I think it came from iPod.
Well, so I had an idea. Maybe it should change the name.
Okay.
Right?
I like that idea.
So here's my first idea. This show is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Cast. Comcast. What do you think? Comcast.
I think.
Welcome to Comcast.
I think it might already be taken.
By who?
You know what? You're right. It hasn't been taken. I'm not going to
You're not thinking of Xfinity, are you? Because that's not the same as Comcast. Not what their commercials. Have you seen commercials for this Xfinity?
Uh-uh. I don't even know what that is.
It's what Comcast is now.
So there's like literally no
now
Comcast
they're called
anymore?
Like, well, they're Comcast Xfinity. Here's what I think they're doing. Because based on their commercials, they're like, everyone knows Comcast is a bunch of assholes, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever tried to call Comcast? Because something was wrong, your internet's broken or something?
Nope.
Why don't you try now? I'll be Comcast. Let's say your internet's not working.
Okay.
Okay.
Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there.
Mm-hmm.
I need to speak with someone about some internet troubles that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're filing your nails.
Oh, girl. Mm-hmm.
I just need to speak with someone about my internet.
I'm right here.
I want to speak with someone else.
Okay. 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Until, and then at the end say like, okay, so do you think you can have someone come out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No. No. These assholes have to park their trucks in front of their house every day of the week for 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
No, he couldn't possibly come out to your house.
Yeah.
Why do they have the trucks?
Who
They're
knows?
Not going anywhere. And they always have a ladder, too. You ever seen one of these assholes on a ladder?
No,
He's
but...
like, I'll just staple this to your fucking garden gnome. This will be fine.
This reminds me, there's this house that I drive by, like, probably a couple times a week. And there's always a cop car sitting outside this house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I know that this cop lives there, and he never fucking works.
Yeah.
When does he work? And then, you know, I talked to my friend about it, and she was like, well, maybe he works at night. I've driven by at night. His car is still there.
I'm so
I've
glad.
Become obsessed with this cop car.
Cops are shit. And I'm so glad you brought it up because I had a real important thing to say about cops. So
okay.
We'll have to get back to this Comcast thing later.
Okay.
I have a couple other ideas. So I found this news story.
Mm-hmm.
Came across my radar. I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
This is from Tuesday. Okay?
Okay.
So the police say a man with a cable about neck decapitates self. Why do they always write it like that?
What? That doesn't even make sense. Read it again.
Police, : man with cable about neck decapitates self.
About so, neck?
Around, I guess.
I get it.
I know. Why wouldn't you say around?
I have no idea.
This is why the newspapers fail.
Yeah.
And by the
One
way,
the
newspaper,
many
use caps in your titles. Fucking assholes. Okay. Okay, this is from the Associated Press.
Okay.
So maybe that's not as good as the real press. This is the Press Associate.
Okay.
Like the assistant of press.
Okay.
Yorktown, VA. Is that Virginia?
Yep.
Yorktown, Virginia. A Chicago man who quickly accelerated in a sport utility vehicle with a cable around his neck decapitated himself after a domestic dispute in Yorktown, authorities said Tuesday. York Precosian Sheriff Danny Diggs.
Danny Diggs? Does it really say that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I thought that was a porn site where this guy dug up
Completely.
Corpses to
yeah.
fuck or something.
Oh my gosh.
Danny Diggs. And
what a great
zombie
name.
Porn.
Yeah. He'd
well,
be
he's...
in that like House of Thousand Corpses movie or something.
Yeah. Danny, we went to school with a kid named Darren Diggs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What kind of names are these?
I don't know, but he got made fun of a lot.
Good.
There's this kid who beat him up one time. and I missed it. I was sick from school, and my friend was like, you are not going to fucking believe what happened yesterday. And I was like, what happened? He said, the teacher was out of the room, and this kid, like, beat up Darren. And we used to say this, Darren digs pigs.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why that was, like, harmful.
Yeah.
But it was. And so he beat up Darren and, like, sat on him until he said, Darren digs pigs.
How old were you then?
I don't know, third grade.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Darren digs pigs. He's probably, like, a killer now or something.
I bet you were real mad that you missed school that day.
Oh, I couldn't fucking believe it. Well, in school, there's nothing better than a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not in the fight. Because what are they going to do? Give everyone detention for watching a fight? Hell no.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you get to see this fight. The whole class is disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when someone throws up in class and you're like, oh, thank God I get 10 minutes to not think about anything. You got to get the janitor in here. Big disaster.
Hey, well, now at least I know how your mind worked in
anything
the first
grade. To get 2 minutes off of learning, I was up for.
Oh, my God.
Or like when a thing came on the announcement, I was like, yes. I think I don't mind announcements anywhere still because I just think like, oh, we can all, you know, not pretend to do whatever we're doing and just take a minute.
Yeah.
Take some personal time.
Personal time when you're like 9.
Yeah. I wish you did get in school. They should, you know, they sent a thing home of how many days you missed. Should have, like, vacation days and personal days remaining.
I feel like you told me, I don't know, it was a while ago, but you told me there was 1 year where you were, like, in an assembly and they were reading off the names of the kids that had perfect attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And you got called and you were shocked.
Yeah, that was fifth grade.
Wasn't that you, right?
That was me.
Oh, God.
They called me. They were just calling names. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I get down there and they're like, congratulations, everyone in this group had perfect attendance. Have a root beer float. And I was like, are you fucking shitting me? I would have much rather just gone home for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And have a root beer float?
You should have gone up to her and been like, I'm leaving right now. Please take me off
your
list.
See you later, bitch. Are you crazy?
Okay, keep reading the story.
Mm. So here's what happened.
So this man decapitated himself.
There was a domestic disturbance. And the cop was taking a statement from the man's ex-wife when another deputy driving by noticed an SUV pulling a utility trailer that was on fire. Authorities say the man started the fire. The firefighter noticed a cable around the man's neck that was attached to a tree. When deputies tried to get the man to exit the SUV, he accelerated and was pulled from the vehicle and decapitated, they say. The SUV kept going for about 150 yards. Thanks for that info. I was really worried.
Yeah, I'm like, who cares?
Decapitated driver. Diggs, pigs, said he arrived to the grisly scene, adding the cable was of the type that could be used to hoist an automobile engine. Again, real important.
Wait, does it really say, read that sentence again?
Diggs said he arrived to a grisly scene, adding
it
the cable
says grisly.
Was, well, G-R-I-S-L-Y.
No, I know. It's
that
funny.
Does suck for grizzly bears, doesn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of bear is that? Oh, the murder kind. Horrific murder. Hi, I'm a grizzly bear. Okay, this is the real important part. Nobody has ever heard of anything like this, Diggs said. It's a really bizarre incident. All right, I don't want to talk about the rest of this. But here's the real important thing. Now, this is something cops always do. Uh-huh. Every fucking time there's a story that's a little weird, they'll be like, in 400 years of being a cop, no one has seen this kind of shit.
Right.
All my years of wearing a hat and smoking a cigar in a car all night doing shit.
Donuts.
I've never seen every donut I've eaten. Not once has the hole had a little round picture in the center depicting a scene as grisly as this. As Kodiak, as brown bear as this scene. Every fucking time. Now, I am not a policeman.
Right.
Or woman.
Okay. I'm
not
a police. I was wondering if you would clarify that.
However, I knew he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 1 minute of detective work.
You have proof.
This is from July 11, 2009, approximately 2 years previous. Cab driver cuts his own head off in suicide. A taxi driver has decapitated himself in his black cab in what appears to have been a gruesome suicide. Police are treating the man's death as non-suspicious. The man, believed to be in his 30s, died in some place in Europe that I can't pronounce. His body was found by police slumped in the car. Police are treating the driver's death as suicide. I'm going to skip a bunch of this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, he had wrapped a cable around his neck, attached it to a pole, and had driven over 60 miles an hour and decapitated himself. Boom.
Boom.
Take that, Officer Darren Diggs Pigs, you fucking bastard. So from now on...
Is this what you did at work?
No. Oh. This isn't my job. This is my passion.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get it.
Apology accepted.
You know what's insane is that that's the way that someone... I mean, why would you want to kill yourself that way?
It's crazy. I mean, it's got something to it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
How would you want to kill yourself?
I don't know, just blow my head off with a gun.
Well, yeah, okay. But that's not... Imagine that versus you look out your window, there's a guy speeding down the road and his trailer is on fire.
That's pretty awesome.
And he decapitates himself.
Yeah.
And the car keeps rolling and his head's just in the road.
Oh, God. Flopping around.
Yeah. Yuck. Knowing that you make someone pick up your head just like a ball, mm-hmm. and put it in a little bowling ball bag. A
little soccer ball.
Take it back to the... Well, I don't know where they take the heads.
I don't know.
If you do that, do they need your whole body or just the head?
I think they probably need your whole body.
If I was like the guy at the funeral home, I'd be like, honestly, if it's not even attached,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can just put a fucking mannequin body in here. Ain't nobody going to know. Saves us a lot of time from taking all the juice out of here.
Oh, God.
We could just throw this in a fire and just throw in a mannequin body.
You're totally right about the cops, though. They always think that the scene that they're on is, like, by far the craziest.
Yeah, cops are garbage, nonsense people.
They totally are.
They don't know shit about fuck.
Fuck cops.
Okay, back to this name problem.
Yep.
So Comcast, out of 10, what do you give that one?
Like a 2.
2?
I don't like it.
I said out of 10, not out of 5. Okay, how about this second name? This one is called Comcast Infinity. No, Xfinity. Because I think we're Xfinite times funnier than every other comedy cast.
3.
That's better. Com Xfinity.
What? You're not being very original.
3 out of 10. I've got another.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, so you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are women on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, not me, but I've heard people call women broads.
I call women broads.
Okay. So how about when there's a woman on the show, we call it a broadcast? Broadcast news.
Right.
Dot com.
To 4.
Dot net.
4.
4. Broadcast is a 4.
You're not getting real original here, Dirk.
Yeah, no duh. hang on a sec. Okay, we're back.
We're back.
That seemed long to me.
It did.
Did it seem long to you?
Yes.
I've lost all momentum.
I'm sitting here getting really bored just staring up.
Fuck you. I'm right here across from
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Could have looked at my eyes.
They're too bloodshot.
They are bloodshot. Maybe you didn't hear on the last show, but I've been wearing them baggy lately.
Ah.
Yeah.
How nice.
I figured that's how, you know, everyone wants these tight fucking eyes.
Uh-huh.
Tight jeans, tight eyes.
Tight eyes.
Not me, man. I wear them baggy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the Jinko of eyes.
Oh, how nice.
People see my
nice
eyes
for you.
And think I'm in the Insane Clown Posse. Well, those are all the cast names I have.
Okay, well.
I tried to come up something with, like, you know, a broken arm and then you get a cast on. Or plaster cast.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe we could have like a thing where I pull a chain and a bunch of plaster comes down on someone if they say the secret word.
What's the secret word?
I didn't get the plaster, so I don't want to waste a secret word.
Where
yet.
Would you have hooked up this contraption to dump this plaster? Exactly?
It would just be a trash bag stuck on the ceiling.
And no one would wonder what that was.
I think I could buy a big light sconce to put over it.
So would you get like a BB gun and then just shoot it out?
I'd probably just hit someone with a bottle.
Okay. Noted. Fellow listeners,
so
if you're ever
cast,
on the show,
yeah.
remember this for
so
next
time. If I ever
time.
Say, welcome to PlasterCast, be like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I had a nice week, I have to say. I did see every day when I came home, there was this guy moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw someone helping him. They were kind of down the stairs, so I could only see the legs. And I was like, this is not a bad pair of legs right there. And it turned out to be his fat, bald dad.
Awesome.
Helping him move an entertainment center.
Wow, how does it feel to check out a man's legs?
You know, it wasn't so bad to do the one time by accident. But then every day I came home, I saw the dad out there and just kept looking. And he did have, in fact, nice legs. So okay. It was worse because every day I had to come home and question my sexuality.
Oh my God.
Because I'd be like,
You're sitting there with your baggy eyes and you're finishing your bottle of whiskey.
That's not bad. I did finish my bottle of whiskey.
You did. Bravo.
Let me get this here. You can see I made good progress from the 24th of August to today. So about a week. Did like half in 1 week, I think.
Jesus.
I accidentally got drunk like 3 times this week.
Accidentally.
And then once on purpose.
Right.
It was an accident.
That's a lot of whiskey.
I know. This is probably why I've been having all night nightmares.
Probably.
But you never know.
Yeah.
I also, let me ask you about this.
Mm-hmm.
Computer solitaire. You ever play computer solitaire by yourself?
I'm so bad at computer solitaire.
I was out running last night and I could see in this guy's window. He's just in his basement by himself, Saturday night, playing computer solitaire.
Awesome.
What the fuck? Isn't that game just supposed to be on there because most companies are too lazy to take it off, so you have something to do at work?
That's actually, yeah, that's what I do at work.
That is not an at-home game.
No.
That's not like a real game.
No. I mean, if I was going to pick a game to play at home, I would play Spider Solitaire.
You know how you know that that's not a real game?
How?
You can play it with analog cards.
Oh, good point.
That means it's shit.
Yeah.
And what do you need the computer for?
Yeah.
All you're doing is eliminating the shuffling, which is the one thing you can learn from playing solitaire.
Right.
It is an impressive skill that might help you at some point in your life, is shuffle.
It makes you wonder about that man, and he's just sitting there by himself.
I think he has a horrible family life. He was in the basement.
Perhaps it was Darren Diggs.
Maybe.
Who indeed does
That's all he can
kill
think
people.
He can do now. He's like, if my hands stop moving, I'll kill. So I just play fucking computer solitaire as long as I can, as much as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Darren.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, man. I had nothing. I was sick that day.
Yep.
And I had perfect attendance later, so you know it wasn't like I knew some shit was going to go down. Wouldn't that be awesome if there was a class and they knew some shit was about to happen?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the teacher, you come in, and you're like, why is half the class gone today?
Yeah.
And then a fight breaks out, and you're like, they fucking knew it. You're in the principal's office. This goes all the way to the top.
I never really saw fights when I was in school.
Never?
I did see one that got pretty bad when I was in high school. These kids had knives out.
That's pretty bad.
That got pretty crazy.
Were they tied together at the wrist, like in that Michael Jackson video?
No.
I almost ran into a girl fight in the hallway.
Are you
serious?
It
wasn't good, yeah. We had bad
girl fights.
Were they
like slapping each other?
No, they were like all over each other, pulling each other's hair and stuff.
Ugh. Why don't girls just punch? It's really not that hard to throw a punch.
This is why I'm not into girl fights.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, girls fighting, it's hot. It's not hot.
No.
I mean, if they weren't really into it and they were covered in some kind of a sheen of lubricant, then maybe it would be hot and they're in bikinis.
Sure.
But this is like scary.
So basically what you're talking about is pornography.
Yeah.
So,
if it's pornography of fighting, fight porn.
Okay.
That would be good. Fight porn, that's a good name.
Oh, my God.
I got this great idea from a friend that what I should post on the website. Once a week, I should do a post that just says, tits, girl on girl, yada, yada. And then when people Google search all that shit, that's what'll come up.
Yeah.
And it won't work long. I still
idea.
Get a lot of hits. I can see what people are Google searching
mm-hmm.
to find the website. And I wrote one post about how I don't really care for Jillian Michaels' cleavage.
Ugh, God.
It's gross.
Yeah, I don't really care for her at all.
I don't either, but I'm like, how come they're always showing her cleavage? She does not have nice cleavage.
Yeah.
Okay? Once you get too ripped and you can see, like, ribs in between the boobs, done.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Okay.
There's too much room in there. Too much room.
I feel like I've never really noticed that, and now mm-hmm. I'm going to look for it.
It's gross.
The ribs in between the boobs.
Gross, man.
Okay.
So I put up this post about, like, can we stop with this? And the internet has yet to take note, and so has Shape Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Hasn't gotten any of my letters. But I still Google search every month. I look and see what people are searching, and Jillian Michaels cleavage is one of the top three things that leads
serious?
People to my website.
That's hilarious.
I know. So I'm thinking I need to start.
What are the other ones?
Most of them aren't terribly interesting.
Just
there's
that
one lately. One has been Harry Potter's mom and dad.
That's kind of interesting.
Because I posted one about how it's a good thing his mom and dad died, because if just the mom died,
mm-hmm.
and the dad was kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Harry Potter would be like, I did this or that. And his dad would be like, yeah, your old man had adventures too, okay? Fuck off. We live in a magical world.
Yeah.
Huh? So I'm sure they were all very disappointed by what they
definitely
got when they searched for that.
I'm sure there was a spike in it with the movie coming out too.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd planned that on purpose, but it was just a complete accident.
That's so great though, Jillian Michaels.
Yeah, so I'm like, I just need to post more stuff like that.
I
need to be like Katy Perry full nude.
One of my lesbian friends, she's real into Jillian Michaels.
Really?
Yeah, she thinks she's super hot.
So she's not a face person.
I don't know.
Jillian Michaels has like a snarl to her.
She kind of does. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Lady Gaga in the way that she's got like a real manly kind of face.
Oh, yeah. Lady Gaga's face is, well, there's a reason she's always wearing a crazy visor made out of raw eggs or whatever. I mean, it's not because she's an auteur. So this girl fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking down the hall. I had my Discman.
And how old were you?
I was in probably 10th grade or 9th grade. I had my Discman, which I always had at school. I even had it in gym.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only kid who had a Discman in gym, and we were bowling at the bowling alley.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the gym coach was like, can you really bowl with that? And I was like, not really. Because it was so big, I'd have to jam it into my pocket,
yeah.
And my pocket was all blew out from this fucking Discman.
Sure.
It looked like I had a sewer lid in my pocket.
Oh my gosh.
And one time I remember I went up to bowl and I caught up in the headphones and the Discman just went flying out onto the bowling alley.
That must have been embarrassing.
It was. You know, sometimes you're at the gym and someone will drop their iPod.
Yep.
And it seems like the loudest thing in the world. It's like...
Yeah. And they look like an idiot picking it up,
They
too.
Look so stupid. And this it lands on the treadmill and it gets launched back
into
the crowd.
Oh my gosh.
Every guy must be waiting for that to happen to like a hot girl, because then he can be like, here's your iPod.
Oh, God.
I noticed it on the ground.
Gross.
Let me flex bicep while I hand it to you.
I.
But if a dude, an old bald dude does it, ain't nobody picking up that iPod.
No.
Not even for the sake, even if someone was like, he won't come for it, it could be yours, they'd be like, eh, pass.
There's so many gross men at the gym.
They're all gross.
With their like sleeveless shirts.
I think they're all gross everywhere. It's just at the gym.
What I think is funny, though, is you go to the gym and you see these guys, right, and they're doing whatever they do.
Yeah.
And so you look at them, and they got these real big arm muscles,
mm-hmm.
but then you look a little lower, and their legs are like chicken legs.
Yeah.
There's so fucking funny.
There's a guy who, I'm not kidding, has been there a couple weeks. He's there, like, with his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, real big up top, real built.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks like a bow-legged boy. Downstairs, and you're just like, oh god, and like the legs are bald too.
That's nice.
They're shiny.
Gross.
Like waxy.
Are they like pale?
They're not even like this guy I saw moving my neighbor where you're like, oh, those would be sexy legs on a chick. They're just bad.
Ew.
Bad. They look like when Forrest Gump, right before he broke out of those enslavement,
oh god, that's bad,
braces or whatever those were.
Yeah, that's bad.
They should have just put that kind of stuff on slaves.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a good movie.
Oh, God.
Like, it's like a Cowboys and Aliens thing, but it's roots. But, you know, they have, like, these steampunk devices that keep them from running away. Like the prison in Face Off.
Mm-hmm.
They have those magnet boots.
Yeah, I remember.
Welcome to Magnet Farm, boy. And then, you know, but then they find a way to, like, reverse the polarity, and so they go shooting off.
This is another million-dollar idea.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I don't know if anyone's ready to tackle steampunk slavery yet. Might
not
have to put that on the back burner. Too soon.
Couple decades away.
I would like to ask Al Sharpton, at what point can we start playing with this idea more?
Definitely.
I'm not asking for you to be comfortable with it now, but just a heads up on about when do you think it'll be okay?
Could it be?
To start maybe considering
doing
this kind of shit.
Sure.
Okay, so I have my Discman.
Okay.
I'm walking down the hall, bunch of people. But, you know, I'm listening to my tunes of the time. I don't know, 9th grade, 8th grade, 10th grade. So that would have been like I don't know, maybe some Nirvana or something.
Okay.
I don't even remember.
Okay.
Maybe some Ozzy. That was probably Ozzy.
Okay.
That summer, I played the entire summer, spent it playing Donkey Kong 64 and listening to Crazy Train.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. So then I'm just walking, pushing through all these people, and I didn't realize all these people are gathered around because there's two girls fighting.
Okay.
So I push my way right up to the front and then almost walk into these girls and then finally look up and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's these two girls and they're in like starter jackets and they're all over each other screaming and pulling each other and they had this long crappy hair and they're all pulling it out. And it was so gross. And
girl
the teacher,
fights are so stupid.
I know. A teacher ran out and broke it up. I saw him. He ran out, grabbed a titty, and then pushed him apart.
Uh-huh.
And
awesome.
Then, not really, but, well, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was horrified. And there was tufts of hair on the ground.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
Ew.
It was gross.
Jeez, I've seen girl fights, but not like that, where they
did
actually
did you see
like,
the good kind?
No, I saw kinds where...
Let me go get my fight thong on.
It was usually... It was always like the gangs of the high school would be like the gangster girls.
Yeah.
And they'd be fighting over some boy, some gangster
yeah.
boy.
That's what they were. They were definitely the
yeah,
gangsters.
Yeah, yeah. And they would just be doing the whole like, you don't know him, yeah. you know, like real.
I love those boys too. Must have been awful.
Oh, God.
Because if there was a girl and she was going to get in a fist fight with like my ex, I'd be like, you probably don't need to fist fight her.
Yeah.
Just ignore
yeah, but her. These boys are like, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Go
well, I guess
it.
They're in ninth grade. What
yeah,
do they care?
That's true.
They were all, you know, and it was like, ooh, he's the best gangster ninth grade boy because ugh. He has a ponytail, but it's shaved on the sides.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Hot. Awesome. This is worth fighting for.
Oh, my gosh.
This comes along once, maybe twice in a lifetime.
You know, I feel like that was so prominent, too, in the high school I went to.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, all the gangster boys had that look about them.
Did you have those kids, too, who wore the hairnets?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, you have
and
to
And the
train.
Sunglasses, they wore sunglasses, and then they would wear gloves.
Yeah.
Like those cheap $3 winter gloves you can buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that training the hair thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, you just buy it, some product and put it in there.
Yeah.
LA Looks Gel is like $1 for 400 ounces, and you just throw it in there.
Oh, God.
You look like shit, but you look better than with a hairnet on.
Yeah, no joke.
You look like you work at the goddamn country buffet
oh, God.
With that shit. I think that's how it started, that trend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some poor kid working at the old country buffet, forgot to take his hairnet off before school.
And there you go.
He's like, yo, dog, I'm training my hair.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh.
And then everyone caught on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone could agree with him.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about, if
sure.
I'm not mistaken. You had like a little lumber list there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention that there was a list if you don't want to talk about
no,
the stuff.
I'm just trying to think about where to start. Let's, I could talk about some Harry Potter.
Okay.
I could do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
oh,
you went
yeah.
to the premiere.
The premiere. The very last
Harold,
premiere.
Harold Potter.
Harry Potter.
And the Deathly
Hallows.
Hallows.
Part.
Hallows or Hallows?
Hallows.
And what is a Hallow?
The Deathly Hallows.
Hello! Oh Harry, hello!
I'm not going to spend this whole broadcast, whatever, Comcast.
Oh, hello, Harry. Voldemort, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where
he went.
Okay, goodbye.
Credits. What do you think?
I'll just wait till you're done.
I don't think eight's enough movies, that's all.
You're right, I think there
okay,
should
you went
one
to
like
the
that.
Premiere.
I did.
Not the Hollywood premiere, I should say.
No,
you,
no, no. Just premiere here around town.
You were going to go and see, you know, the 11:54 whenever they fucking decide it's close enough.
Yeah, how it worked was we bought tickets months and months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty diehard fan there.
Oh, well. As we'll discover.
Yeah. It was kind of last minute that we decided to go and spend the night.
Yeah.
Prior.
At the movie theater.
Yeah. Like real, real last minute. And we had to get there before they closed because you have to sign a waiver.
Okay.
Like saying that the theater isn't responsible for whatever the fuck it is you're going to do.
Right.
And saying that you're not going to drink. But
oh, really?
Yeah. We drank like a whole bottle of vodka.
But you weren't in the theater, right?
No,
you're
hon.
Just outside
you sleep
on
outside.
The lawn or something?
Yeah. And so.
Did they have a lawn?
No.
You're on the sidewalk?
Nope. We were like in the street. Like, no, huh. Sorry, we were in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did they have like a corral?
They had...
This is the Harry Potter zone?
Yeah, they had it like
so
all
taped
off.
So some drunk guy couldn't just drive through and drive over all
No,
these
well,
times?
I'm going to get to that. Just oh, wait. Okay. So we get there and we've got a tent and we've got like an air mattress and we're all set and we got a shitload of booze.
Of course. Yeah that's... Don't bring booze.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck you. All right.
You kid. I'm staying the night in a parking lot. There's no reason
we,
to sleep
we
in a parking lot sober.
We drank Burnett's vodka.
Ooh, how was that?
Oh, fabulous.
Did you taste the plastic of the bottle or just have to enjoy the sound of it?
Both.
Yeah.
So we got there. We signed that stupid form. And then we went and we were pitching our tent, right? So we walk back
and
there.
And this was like you and one friend, right?
Yeah. And so we walk back there and we're imagining there must be so many people camping out, right? Yeah. So we get there. There's one kid sitting in a fold-out chair.
Just sitting in a chair?
Yeah.
In the middle of nothing?
Yeah. So we just walk over there and we're like, hi.
How old is he?
He's like 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
how did he look?
Fine.
Nerdy?
Yeah. Pretty nerdy in glasses. And much
hi.
Like, yeah.
Ladies.
He was flaming gay, too, come to find out, which was
pretty
awesome.
He was there
awesome.
By himself?
Yep.
I feel like there's got to be a whole contingent of gay man Harry Potter fans.
Yeah, right? And so we get there and we're just like...
There's lots of hot men in that movie.
Definitely.
Well, there's two. Draco Malfoy, I thought was going to be hotter.
He's too gangly.
He was a cute kid.
He's got
but then
this
he got
real
ugly.
Pointy face.
Yeah, like me. That's why I don't like him. It's like looking in a blonde Nazi mirror.
Oh, Jesus.
He does look like Aryan race.
It's fair. It's
he
fair.
Has that haircut, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we get to talking to this guy, you know, he's pretty nice. And so, you know, we all ended up.
How fast did you find out he was gay? Hi,
oh, like immediately.
I'm gay. Anyway.
Well, he was, you know, like maybe a half hour into our night of hanging out. He was telling us about his boyfriend.
Okay.
So it was pretty obvious.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But we all ended up getting real drunk playing Monopoly together.
With this gay Potter man.
Yeah.
And were you guys still only the only ones there?
There was just the three of us the entire night.
Did he have a tent?
No.
He just had a chair?
Yeah, and it started raining, and so we went out there, and we were just like, do you need to, like, sleep in here? And he was just like, well, I don't want it to be creepy. And I was like, well, you can't sleep on the fucking mattress with us, but you can sleep, like, in the tent if you keep to your side. And he was like, that'd be really nice. I was like, okay.
Poorly planned.
Yeah.
Poorly planned.
So, you know, we were up really, really late, and we knew that we weren't going to get much
sleep
anyway.
Wait, you slept in a tent with another man?
Yep, I did.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was kind of nice because my friend was like, I think she was in the middle of, so I wasn't like right next to him,
okay.
Which was nice.
Wasn't a Heather sandwich.
What does that say?
I just wrote a thing that said strikes and put one.
Oh, okay. How nice.
So we'll see if we're still together at the end of the story.
Okay.
Go on.
So, you know, we're playing Monopoly, getting real drunk, eating whatever it is that we're eating.
What were you eating?
I don't know, junk food. Like Pop-Tarts and shit.
Nice.
And so eventually we're like, let's go to bed. It was like 3:30 in the morning. We had to be up at like 8 to make sure that we got a place in line.
So you're not actually in line when you're sleeping there?
No, because how it worked was the parking lot that we were sleeping in, it was behind the theater.
Right.
And they were going to form the lines in that parking lot because there was different show times.
Okay.
There was like 15 different show times.
So it's like you know, you go to Elitch's, right? You're going to get on a roller coaster and you wait in one long line, but then towards the end, it filters? Or were there just 15 separate entire...
No, that's exactly right. That's how it started, especially the next morning until they got the lines taped off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we all decide that we're going to go to bed. And we found out quickly that this parking lot we were sleeping in was a real good shortcut for a lot of people that lived in the neighborhood on the other side of the theater and the main road.
Okay.
And so people would be like coming in to the parking lot and they and they would get real pissed because there was tape up everywhere so they couldn't drive through it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was like probably every 20 minutes at least there was a car coming in there. So it was so hard to go to sleep.
I can see that.
And then there was one point where we heard exactly that noise of like
almost
these,
ran you down.
Yeah. And so we freak out and we sit up and we like had the little windows open in the tent and we look up and there's this car just hauling ass towards us. And we're like, oh, God. So we like almost...
We're going to die at the Harry Potter premiere overnight party.
So we almost start to get out of the car, but luckily he like saw us and just like barely went another way, and he like tore through the tape, and he tore the tape off with his car, and he just went blazing through the parking lot.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Had you been hit by a car, that would have been extremely sad, but that would have been a real rough couple of years for me. And people are like, what happened to Heather? And I'd be like, she actually passed away. And I'd be like, what happened? And I was like, well, she was camping and was struck by a vehicle. I'm like, how does that? And I'm like, she's at the goddamn Harry Potter premiere camping out in a movie parking lot and got hit by a Camaro, okay? Are you happy? On the plus, probably would have gotten like, you know, maybe a nice card from J.K. Rowling or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Free tickets to that Potterland.
Oh, I would have been so mad in my grave.
Walking around crying. Oh, God. It wasn't worth it.
So, yeah, the night was pretty shitty. Pretty shitty sleep.
Well, you were, but, you know, between getting hit by cars and being cheap drunk on cement.
We lived.
You made it.
We lived to tell the tale.
And a weird gay guy in your tent that you don't know.
So then.
Not conducive to sleep.
No.
I would probably eliminate at least two of those elements before I went to bed soundly.
I get it.
Yeah.
So we wake up real early the next morning. I think it was like 7:30. We wake up just because we can hear people like starting to come.
Sure.
And so we wake up and we get out of the tent and we look like shit. You know, we're kind of hungover.
Yeah.
And we start taking the tent down and, you know, all these people are coming and I think they're friends of this gay man. So they kind of know each other. So we're all just sort of talking and they were real nice and real respectful about us being there all night. So we were first in line. That was nice.
Okay. Cause they were like,
they were diehard fans too. So they knew to not mess with,
they did it the right way by saying we could just like run to the front.
Right.
And then fight it out. But instead, we'll just be like eighth, which is still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And let the people, okay, that's nice.
Yeah. And so there was a couple of girls, a couple of guys, and then there was this older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, we're all still in the parking lot behind the theater, and the lines haven't been made yet.
Okay.
So we're
just sort of a dozen people milling around, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're all just kind of hanging out. We're tearing down the tent and packing up. And
trading wands.
Definitely.
Okay.
And this SUV pulls up and a bunch of kids that are dressed up in, you know, Hogwarts uniforms
pile
out of this SUV.
Graduation robes and shit.
Yeah. So there must have been like eight kids that pile out of this SUV.
Okay.
Yeah. They're probably like 13 or 14.
You guys are all hungover.
Yeah. And so then this mom in her scrubs, she kind of parks the SUV in the staff parking since we're behind the theater.
Sure.
And she gets out. And she's just kind of walking around. And we had been told the previous night that like no one's allowed to park back there.
Sure.
Because that's staff parking. So this older woman that was there, the mom kind of disappeared of these kids. And so the older woman, she starts yelling to the kids real nice. But she's just like, hey, tell your mom that she can't park there. They're going to yell at her to move her car.
Right.
And so the mom like comes out of nowhere. She comes whipping around the corner and she's like, who said that? Like this mom in the scrubs. And we kind of look up and we're like, oh God, here it comes. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and here it comes. And the lady's
slowly reaching for a potion on your belt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so the older woman's like, well, I said it. I was just telling your kids or whoever these kids are that you can't park your car there.
Yeah.
And the woman was like, do you work here? And she was like, well, no, I don't work here. And she was like, then you don't know. I'm trying to talk to somebody in charge. And then this old lady lost her
shit.
Oh,
God.
This is when she was like, you bitch. You need to respect your elders. And the kids their eyes are real big. And we're all just standing there like, oh, my God.
I would have given anything for you to have been there with like a jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
And you slowly open your jacket. And in a holster is a wand.
Yeah,
like
right.
You're on Justified, just ready. You're like, I'm not going to get this out now, but I am unsnapping my holster. And then you could, ma'am, I am going to suggest that you stop immediately.
Yeah. So they continued to yell back and forth like a Jerry Springer show for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then management came out and they were like, whoa, whoa, let's calm down. And then it was, you know, it kind of dispersed. It was done from there.
Now, were you guys in the line? Were you all on the old lady's side, or had she gone too far by being like, you fucking
bitch?
Well,
we were like carrying the stuff to the car. Uh-huh. And so I was standing by the car and I could see the people in the parking lot, but I couldn't see the woman and her kids.
Right.
And so everyone that was in the parking lot, except for the older woman, was looking at me and I was holding up like the rock on signs with my hands and they were just like laughing their ass off because it was just so insane.
Yeah.
It was insane that these people were fighting
like
over
it's
nothing.
8 a.m. and you're fighting over
I was like, Jesus Christ,
park.
We have to sit here the whole day together and you're already fighting.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, it is crazy because on the one hand, the old lady's probably just trying to help her out. But on the other hand, I'm sure that lady knew she was in the staff.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
What are you, the cops?
So after we got all our stuff packed up and after the Jerry Springer episode, we actually all had to move to the front of the theater and reform our
Make an official
giant
line.
Well, we had to reform a line while they got the actual lines taped off.
Okay.
For each separate showtime.
Jesus Christ.
It was insane. So we moved to the front of the theater. We're there for like 2 hours and it's so hot.
Right.
By
this
was
like July.
Yeah, and we hadn't showered or anything and we smelled like shit.
You were drunk.
Yeah. We smelled
unshowered.
Like
He no. slept in a gay man who I hear they make a cloud of semen-y odor.
Okay.
I've heard. This is not me. Yeah. I read a pamphlet in a bathroom one time warning me against it. But I don't know.
So nothing real eventful happened.
Yeah.
But then they finally came up to the front and they were like, okay, we've got the lines taped off.
Mm-hmm.
You can head back to the parking lot and find your showtime and get in your individual line.
Great.
And so there was like 1201, 1202, 1203, 1204, and then they kind of went off from there. But like the 1201 and 1202 lines were packed. Like,
'cause those are the first
almost
two.
Immediately, which was insane. Like you're all going
to
see it at the fucking same.
Earlier.
Yeah. I'm like, you're gonna see it at the same time. What does it matter if you're seeing it 1215?
I'm
Who
sure
cares?
That the teen up in the projection booth is real like. Three,
yeah,
two,
yeah.
one, go.
Yeah.
It's like in the medieval movie when they're at the castle wall waiting to shoot arrows.
Yeah.
And he's like, on my signal. Not yet. Wait. Or he's like, I don't know, my fucking cell phone. I just set an alarm. It interrupted Bejeweled and I hit a switch. That's all I know.
Yeah. So we got in our own line and I mean, no one, and by this point it was like 11-ish. Mm-hmm. And no one even really, we were the only people in our line until probably like 4 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like the 1201, 1202, and 1203 lines.
So everyone
that were
filled
packed.
In the other lines.
Well,
so
it's just
because. Be at the front? Why would the 1202 fill up faster than the 1201?
Well, we were in the 1211 line.
Oh.
Sorry, let me be more specific. We were in the 1211 line.
Gotcha.
And so those lines were packed because everyone was like, we have to see it the minute it starts, the very first movie.
And you guys like, were like, fuck it, we'll just pick
yeah,
any
who fucking,
line.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
Well, you did stay
overnight.
Well, no, you can't pick any line. Those are the tickets that you bought.
You
bought specific showtimes.
So the 1201s were probably sold out before you got there.
Yes.
So essentially, you were waiting in line to be the first one in your particular show.
Yes.
Because you couldn't. So, I mean, if someone gambled and bought tickets to, like, let's say at 12:45, they could probably have shown up at like an hour early and possibly been in the front row if they wanted.
An hour, I think, is maybe like 4 hours early and they would have been good.
A mere 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of nice just having, we didn't have to worry about like, you know, punching anyone out if they're trying to get to the front line.
Yeah.
That came later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Things got
and
out of
so
hand.
I think that must have been the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
I can't, at one point I looked at my friend and pretty seriously I said, punch me in the face. And she said,
of the heat?
She said, what do you mean? I was like, seriously, just punch me. Don't even think about it. Just punch me in the face. And then I'll probably wake up about when we have to go in.
Okay.
It was so hot. We were dripping sweat. Like, we were drenched. It was disgusting.
Must have smelled like Comic-Con there.
Yep.
Been nice.
And so at one point, I was like, we have to do something.
Yeah.
We have got to get out of the sun. Because we didn't have, like, one of those little tent gazebo.
Oh, you're
thing.
Just standing outside
we were just
still?
Sitting. We were just sitting in. Well, we had camping chairs. We
oh,
were just,
okay.
But, I mean, we were
well,
right
so you
in
were
the sun.
About 3 feet lower from the sun.
Yeah.
Good. Safe.
Yeah. And so I was like, I've got this great idea because we had a couple of blankets. Mm-hmm. So we put a blanket down on the pavement.
Okay.
And then we put our camping chairs facing away from each other, like a little far apart.
Okay.
And then we had some umbrellas. because of the sun.
She made a shelter.
So then I draped the blanket over these camping chairs and I kind of put the umbrellas under the blanket and pushed them out.
Right.
Yeah. So and so awning. Then, and we put like pillows in there and it was like this little jimmy rig tent. It
I'm
was
gonna
awesome.
Change. I'm not going to use shelter or tent. I'm going to say you guys made a fort.
That's exactly
That's
what it was.
Fort.
We totally made a fort.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. So cut to like 4 o'clock.
I'd like to do that in the theater at some time.
Yeah, right.
Bring a bunch of pillows and blankets and they're like, yeah. What is all this? I'm like, oh, I thought we'd make a fort.
Yeah.
Before the movie starts. Is this one scary? Jeepers Creepers 4? Yeah, might be a fort movie.
Actually, so cut to like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so many more crowded. People. Yeah, many more people are starting to show up and these costumes are just getting more and more insane.
Oh, good.
By the minute. One kid showed up as Lord Voldemort.
Uh-huh.
But it was so hot out that all of the white makeup he had
melting.
On, it was just melting off
oh,
of his
God.
Face and he looked awful.
He probably looked better, yeah. really, because it's
oh,
like...
Oh, my God. yeah.
I went to a Star Wars movie, like the third of the new ones or whatever,
uh-huh.
and there were some people dressed up and they looked great. Except the thing is, like, the problem with Comic-Con and nerds is they dress up to look like these characters, but the characters in movies and comics and whatnot... never look like the fans of the movies.
Yeah.
For example, you know, so they were dressed up as like Jedis, but mm-hmm. I'd never seen like a borderline obese Jedi who was balding and had a knee brace.
Right.
And he was just like lackadaisically swinging a lightsaber at the grass outside
right, right.
and holding a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. And I was like, oh boy. I don't remember this scene. He's just like chopping up like weeds and he's drinking out of a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. Just bored.
That's awesome.
Maybe you need to go save someone.
Yeah.
We need to find a mission for you, don't we? Anyway, sorry.
No, you're fine.
So there was a Melt-a-Mort there.
Yeah, that was pretty great. So, you know, around that time, this guy kind of comes over to our fort and he's just like... Are there people in there? Like, he couldn't really see inside. And I was just like, yeah, yeah. So we like open it and we get out. And it turns out he's a reporter from one of the local papers.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And he was just kind of asking us, you know,
what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Here? Like, are you big fans?
Are you
blah,
okay.
blah, blah. And so we told him, we were just like, well, we were the first ones here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like first this morning, I was like, no, like first last night.
Yeah.
Like, we camped out. And he was just like, are you serious? And he just like started scribbling madly like he hit the gold.
Big scoop.
Oh, man. And then he was like, I thought that a man over there was the first one here. And he pointed to the gay guy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we camped out with
he
him.
Was, yeah.
He technically was, I suppose, the very, very first.
Although I don't think he would have stayed the night if you guys hadn't let him in.
That's true.
I bet he would have changed his
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, he totally would have copped out.
Gone in his
Fuck him then. We were car. The first ones there. Fuck that.
I'd say the three of you could claim it
well,
together.
Well, he got there like the same time we did. We were all signing the waiver together.
Okay.
He just like had his chair set up in the
parking
lot.
Well, he only had a chair to set up, so it took him less time.
So, you know, this guy, he takes our picture and he's writing shit down and whatever. And then at about 4 o'clock, it got so bad that I had to call my mom. And I was like, if you don't come here and hold my fucking place in line, I'm going to kill someone.
Okay.
If I don't go home and take a shower.
I'll do a homicide.
I'll kill somebody.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll be right there.
All right. Then.
So that was awesome. She came and we got to drive home and take a shower. And that
Good.
Was really nice.
Did you bring the gay guy to shower with you guys too?
No.
Okay.
I did consider it though.
Should have offered.
I know, right? We should have been nice.
He'd probably be like, I just go to a club on a bubble night and that's fine.
Awesome. So it was pretty uneventful, I think, until the night started to progress.
Yeah.
And you know, by
People
the time
start getting wild.
Yeah, and by the time we got back, like a couple of our other friends had shown up, so we were all kind of sitting together and
like
just
a half
chatting.
Dozen people.
Yeah, yeah. So we were all just kind of hanging out, but we had been in the sun for so long that I was literally starting to feel insane.
Yeah,
like I was starting to feel crazy.
That's how I feel like if I'm in a mall.
Yeah.
For about an hour, I'm like, there's no outside world outside of my mind.
Yeah, and so if you figure it's like 6 o'clock, I mean, we have been camping out for, I don't know, 12.
To say 24 hours
by six,
I don't know,
it was 12, 14, it was 20 hours.
Okay,
there we go. That's
excuse me,
there's a difference.
Holy
Dirk
Christ.
There's a difference.
Okay.
So shit didn't start to get real crazy until like the sun went down.
Oh no.
And that's when the lines were getting really, like, our line was packed.
Because everyone's getting off work.
Lines were getting real packed. And the way that they had the line set up, it was kind of confusing because right when you like were walking on the side of the theater to this parking lot in the back, that's where everyone was going. Uh-huh. And so it looked like that's where the back of the line was.
Right.
But indeed, that's where the front of the line was. And you had to walk like along the entire back side of the theater.
Okay.
If this is, I don't know if this is making sense.
So it looked like the front of the line was the back of the line.
Yes.
Okay.
And so constantly we were having to tell people, no, this is the front of the line. The back of the line is like 3 miles that way. So go fuck yourself.
Have a nice walk.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. And so.
Hope you had a nice night in your bed.
Yeah. So it was going okay. And then eventually some theater workers came out and they were like, good news. Some lines are going to get to go in like 3 hours early
and sit
before the movie even starts.
Which is, I don't understand why they weren't doing that.
Because they have other movies playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was there. Just,
I know, right?
There's one guy there who's like, I'm here to see Time Code. What's this Harry Potter? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to see a time travel
movie. What we should have done, we found out later, is that they were showing all the previous Harry Potter movies all day.
Oh.
So we could have done that and then gone to the premiere and we would have been inside all fucking day and not had to sit outside.
Then you wouldn't have been at the front.
Yeah. So.
You should have brought a portable DVD player.
I know.
And a trailer.
We did bring Harry Potter trivia cards.
Ooh.
That was fun.
You should have brought some.
I should have.
I could have tried it.
I'll bring them next time.
Okay.
So let's see. Where was I? So they come out.
Maybe getting to go inside.
Yeah, so they come out and they're telling each line about what time they get to go in so people can have all their shit packed up and be ready to go.
So they're like, be ready to be on the move.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, you get to go in at 8. Hey, you guys get to go in at 8:30. You get to go in at 9. Blah, blah, blah. They come up to us. They're like, you guys get to go in at 11:30.
Wow.
I was like, fuck you. I was so mad.
30 minutes early.
Yeah. So, you know, we're hanging out. The night's coming and it's about, I think.
So you guys, could you go get popcorn if you'd wanted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go into the theater.
How many bags of popcorn did you guys have?
We actually didn't buy any until the movie.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Well, we had so much food that we had brought with us that we didn't really.
If I was sitting outside a movie theater for 10 minutes, I would be like, I guess I'll go have some popcorn.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
If
I had to pick up a kid, I'd be like, listen, son, if you're not waiting outside, I'm going to park. Walk in, and if you don't interrupt me in the process, I'm just buying popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably go to a movie.
And so they come out, but they come out a little bit early. Like after they had told everyone, hey, this is when you guys get to go in. They come out to us and they're like, and it's probably about, I don't know, like 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you guys get to go in like 5 minutes.
Ah.
But we had all of our shit out. And we're just like,
we have 2 hours.
Yeah. And so he's like, you guys get to go in like 5 minutes. And we were like, are you fucking kidding? I mean, we were pumped, but we were just like, we can't get all this shit picked up in 5 minutes.
Right.
So we're like one by one booking it to the car, like taking stuff to the car.
Just light it all on fire.
Yeah. So we're hauling
ass.
That's
what I would have
done. We get everything figured out.
Well, we don't want the orcs to get it. Are there orcs in Harry Potter?
No.
Damn it.
So they start, they're like, okay, here we go. So they start walking us into the theater.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting real excited.
Yeah.
Right? So we walk into the theater. We're at the door.
Uh-huh.
We're at the door of our showtime. And this guy, like this other theater worker, runs up to the theater worker that was leading the line.
Yeah.
And he's like whispering something to him. And you can tell it's not
good. There's one guy in there watching Green Lantern still.
Yeah. You can tell it's not good. So then the guy that had let us in, he like sort of hangs his head down and real loud, he's like, sorry, folks, false alarm. And he has to take us back outside. And it turns out, like, fast forward, we were the very last group that got to go in.
Awesome.
Out of like the 16 lines or whatever.
So there were movies that started after yours, but they were sitting in the theater already?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think the funniest part of the whole night was after we had to be taken back outside by that point, I was enraged. Yeah. I was sunburnt. I was exhausted. Yeah. I was dehydrated. I was insane.
Yeah.
These girls come up and they're just like, I turn around at one point and they're just standing in front of us.
Yeah.
And I look over at my friend and I'm like, really? I mean, I'm just like, my eyes are bloodshot. I'm looking real wild eyed.
Just getting a knife.
Yeah. I'm just like, what are they doing? And she's just looking at me like, calm down. And I'm like, they just think they can just walk up here and stand there. So then I turn around and I'm like, hi. And they're like, hello. I'm like, how long have you been standing there? And they were like, a couple minutes. And I was like, oh, really? Did you just get here? And they're like, yeah. I was like, well, I've been here since last night. The back of the line is that way.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I was insane. And so they must have been like,
what a bitch.
Well, no, but then they were like, well, we thought that this was the back of the line. And I was like, no, it's not. This is the front of the line. Front of the line, back of the line, front, back. I was like pointing.
Wow.
Yeah. So then they were like, okay. And they like walked away really fast. And my friend, I look over and she's just shaking her head real slow. Like,
all right. She's lost it.
But
your friend who is there with you is pretty good at maintaining.
Yeah, like, definitely.
She doesn't drink a whole lot.
No.
In a tense situation, she usually seems to be like, okay.
Yeah. When I say we were hungover, I mean I was.
Yeah. She was okay.
Yeah. But, you know, everything else went pretty well, except for one point in the movie. I look over and my friend is totally asleep. So I have to like nudge her and I'm like, dude, are you fucking, we camped out for like 30 whatever hours.
Yeah.
And you're fucking sleeping. And she's just like, I'm so tired.
And she's probably like, well, counterpoint. We camped out for 26 hours.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yes, I am asleep.
But beyond that, it was awesome.
What do you give a Harry Potter, the latest movie?
Oh my God, like a 20 million. I
you
loved
give
it.
Harry Potter a 20 million and you give my name Comcast
Broadcast.
A 2? Broadcast is a 2. Harry Potter's a 20 million.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess yeah. Go see that then.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Apparently.
I've seen it twice.
Oh.
I'm going to go for a third time.
When did you go the second time?
I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Great. Well, that was quite a tale.
It was.
Are you going to wait out for any other movies soon coming up?
I don't know. Are they going to re-release any of the Harry Potters?
I don't work it.
I'll probably wait out for the Hunger Games.
Okay.
I'll probably do that.
That'll be an exciting story.
If anyone
story.
Wants to join me, I'll be camping out in a tent.
Probably be people with weapons at that one. So that'll be more, it's a little more violent.
Yeah.
So it'll be more interesting to see what happens.
My only advice to moviegoers is hold your place in line. You have every right.
Fight. Bring a weapon.
Fight for the right to be the first in line.
I'd say my advice is bring a cowboy hat. Because a cowboy hat is portable shade that you take with you at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I've never done it, so I wouldn't know. And make a gay friend.
There we go.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't even remember his name.
No.
Whatever.
Yeah, probably Bruce or
Corey.
Lance or something. Oh, Corey.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Not quite gay enough a name for me, but fine. Corey. Well, this goes out to Corey. Thanks.